The Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up is for the May Day sale at Chemist Warehouse on Now.
Hey, podcasters. Claresy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, today's catch-up, Matt's beautiful song for Mother's Day for his mum.
And we ask, what's the worst thing you did to your mum?
Lockie gave us his lockdown quiz.
And our new fun segment here that Matt and I take care of, even without permission, opening Kimber's mail.
Hey!
Claresy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Yesterday, myself and producer Tom went and had a visit with my mum, Judy. I wanted to sing her a song for Mother's Day. And, of course, we remained 2 metres apart.
Sure.
And I know that she loved the song. She did.
Right.
But what she mostly loved was and has been crushing on producer Tom.
Oh.
Dreamboat that is Tommy.
Line up, Jude. Line up.
I've spoken to her twice since we did the song.
Yeah.
And it's like, I doubt that producer Tom. Hey, what a handsome young man he is. I couldn't help checking him out. And I don't know if this is rude, but hasn't he got long toes?
Oh, his, you know, toes. His toes are something to see, but she even loves his new haircut.
Oh, she
does. Surprising.
Loves everything about him.
Yeah.
And as you know, Jude, she's been a great mum. She's been a naughty girl. Mm. She has a better social life than I do. There's no doubt about it. And yep. I can say this quite openly because she doesn't listen to the show. But
not a naughty girl with producer Tom, of course.
No, I did go on and play her a song, and there's a beautiful vid. That's why producer Tom was there. He shot a really lovely video.
Well, he was there for eye candy.
Dan, you know, the internet, exactly, has cut it together. It's up now on the Mix Facebook page. It's very sweet, but allow me to play you the song.
Beautiful.
All right, Jude.
Yes, darling.
Got your fag?
Yep.
Got your wine? Right, you ready for your Mother's Day song?
Looking forward to it.
All right. Something in the way she coughs.
Oh, dear.
Identifies her as my mother.
That's clever.
Something in the way she wheezes. I love you, now don't forget. Now give me a cigarette. Something in the way that she laughs tells me this good ain't this girl's first rodeo. There's something about her heart that's open. Gave me the chance to grow. I love you, I hope you know. You're asking me to buy you wine. It's not yet nine, and I love mintime. But then I think, well, enjoy some wine, enjoy your life. Something in the way that she talks says, here it comes again, that same old story. There's something in her face that reminds me that you won't always have your mom. Say you love her before she's gone.
Happy Mother's Day, darling.
Oh, my darling. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Love it.
Now give us a fag.
Share and share alike.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweet.
The video's up at Mix Facebook page. And thank you to the guys, because it's a really special thing for me to have.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5.
Mother's Day. And our mums, you know, we've been very lucky. We've got wonderful mums. And I think back to times like when I was a teenager, for example. I don't think I gave my mum the easiest time on earth.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I think maybe it's time to make some things up to mum that maybe, you know, when you have those reflections and you think, actually, that time I did that to mum wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was thinking of a time of the, I reckon the worst thing I've done to my mum, other than just kind of telling her off, you know, I used to yell at her a bit because I was a hormonal teen.
Yeah.
And you take it out on your mum because mum always forgave me. But I reckon the worst thing I've done is this night that I missed my curfew. I was about 17 and mum told me very specifically I needed to be home at a certain time.
Yep.
And I ended up calling her from the side of the Kwinana Freeway.
Mm.
Asking for a lift because my friend and I were unknowingly passengers in a car with a drink driver.
Right.
And the cops pulled us over and breathalyzed him. And because he was over, we got kicked out of the car and we were on the side of the freeway and mum had to come and pick me up. Oh, and I scared the life out of her I hadn't come home. I didn't have a phone. She couldn't contact me. And then when I did contact her, I told her that. And so I think I scared her. And I reckon that's the worst thing I've done to my mum.
It's pretty bad, yeah. Mm. You're a naughty girl.
Yes.
What's the worst thing you guys have done?
Well, look, same. You know, I gave Jude a hard time quite often, and it was basically her and I for a lot of the time.
Mm.
My brother moved out when he was pretty young, and we didn't have a lot of money, single mum. I mean, you know, we had food on the table, but we certainly didn't have money for clothes, and I was very aware that I wore the same clothes a lot.
Yes, you do as a kid, don't you?
I used to get teased by some of my friends about it, and she got me this lumber jacket.
Right.
Lumber jackets were the go-to bogan winter wear at Cannington High School.
Did you get DBs as well?
Oh, no, I never had those. I had Adidas Rome, so I was mid-table bogan.
Yeah, cool.
And she got me this thing that she'd found in an op shop, and she was really excited, but it wasn't the colours that you're supposed to have with a lumber jacket.
Yeah, okay.
And I freaked out. I told her that I was sick of being poor, povo, da-da-da. I saw her cry.
Oh, no.
And, you know, yeah. And that was just, what, last week?
That was fairly recent. I think you need to make it up to
her. Sorry, Mum.
Gary and Gosnells, what did you do?
When I was 9 years old, me and my mate decided to leave where we told our mums we were going to be and head down to Woolies in Kelmscott. Crossing the Albany Highway, I was hit by a car.
Oh, dear. Gary.
Okay.
And so the call my mum got was that I was in a bad way and being raced to hospital.
Oh,
and she couldn't believe it.
It couldn't be my boy because he's not there and he never does that.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, it was true. I'd gone, had it in our mind, a pinch a bag of lollies and, never really forgiven myself for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow.
Oh, very Gary, stressful. That's a tough one.
Good on you,
buddy. Good on you, Gary. You're only human, mate.
Good call.
Yes.
It's hard.
And
you
isn't it
so
funny?
Bad.
He's like, oh, it couldn't be my boy. You get that all the time.
Yeah,
even
of course.
Like with mass murderers, the mother's always interviewed. No, no, it wasn't him.
He's a good boy. Such a sweetie.
Such a sweetie.
Let's go to
Parents
Carmelo.
Parents thought that about their kid until they did homeschool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Carmelo. Natalie, good morning. What have you done to mum?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. We're not bad. Are you going okay at your place?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Good.
Years and years ago, there was mobile phones around, but probably not as prominent as what they are, and I agreed to pick up my mum. And this particular day, it was really, really stormy. It was crappy weather, and anyway, I forgot to pick her up. 2.5 hours later, I remembered, and she was still standing there, dripping, wet, freezing cold, and heaven forbid, she actually got really sick. She ended up with the flu from it, and all because I forgot to pick her up.
Oh, Natalie.
My heart sinks.
Do you get years of reminders on that one, Natalie?
Constantly.
I love the way you said it.
Love you, Mum. Love you, Mum. Oh, do you?
Emily in North Perth, what's the worst thing you've done to your mum?
Morning, guys. So my mum's really allergic to mango skin. She swells up and she gets welts all over her.
Oh, okay.
So when I was a kid, when she'd tell me off and I wouldn't be happy with that, I would grab a mango and I would rub it on door handles, or fridge handles, or taps.
Oh. Emily!
It's like a movie.
I know. I was terrible. That's my sin.
Oh, wow.
When did you confess?
I never
did.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Is she still with us, Emily, your mum?
Yes.
So she's going to know now, as of today?
Possibly. Oh,
and she's also like terrified to now she thinks she's allergic to door handles and the fridge handle and the cupboard, and she's been living in a bubble ever since, Emily.
She could just never figure out how it came about, yeah.
Yeah, so she did have those times where she'd suffer and not know where it came from. Is that true? Did it actually work?
Yeah. So yeah. I used to love mangoes. So we had mangoes around anyway, but she'd just be really careful not to touch them.
Yeah.
Emily, that's even worse. She loves you so much that she let this evil mango be in the house whenever you wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we were going to give you a ticket, but you're evil, Emily, so... Nah, you're going to sleep it.
ASIO want to talk to you about a possible position.
Or Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, Emily. Well, thanks for your confession, Emily. We're going to give you a slick pick for tomorrow's $20 million draw. Hopefully you and your mum can enjoy that.
Yeah, I'll give her a box of mangoes.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah, and I think you've seriously been judged, but thanks for having the courage to call, Emily. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, and we couldn't get to everyone's calls, yeah, of course, but I've seen what you've done, and you're all terrible people. You need to really step up on Mother's Day with a nice brekkie or something.
Yeah, you don't deserve for mum to forgive you.
I've just had a message from a friend that he's already calling Emily from North Perth the Mango Skins Assassin.
Yes, exactly.
Gotta love it. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Quiz. All right, so this is a Mother's Day lockdown quiz for you guys, and a little bit of an apology to the kids out there, because I may go way back in time and it might not be their kind of quiz. So
that's okay, Lockie. I'll be okay.
The kids.
Way back in time. It's time for Diktinsky to shine.
That's cute. Kimber, you big kid.
So let's get stuck into it. This is a multiple choice to get us underway. Question number one.
Cool.
3 years after giving birth to her daughter, Yvonne Goolagong Crawley won which tournament? Was it A, the 1980 Australian Open, B, Wimbledon in 1980, or C, the French Open in 1940? Was it A, B, or C?
Oh, she was good on clay.
In 1940. So A, B, or C, Australian Open in 80, Wimbledon in 1980, or the French Open in 1940. Yvonne Goolagong, which tournament did she win 3 years after becoming a mum? Question number two, true or false? Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli appeared in the same movie. True or false? Judy Ooh. Garland and Liza Minnelli appeared in the same movie.
Okay.
Oh, I've stumped you guys
that's
today.
Tricky.
Yeah. 50% okay. chance.
Yeah.
It's either true or false.
See, the odds sound great, don't they, Lockie? They sound real great until you get it wrong. And then that 50-50 is a great divide.
And it's a bit of a trick question too.
Why is it a quick question? I don't ask those sort of questions.
They've made lots of things about their lives since. So.
Yeah, it's a trick question, because Liza Minnelli actually won the French Open in
1940. She did. Post-war. Well, during the war.
Playing doubles with Yvonne Goolagong.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Chris Evert, I think.
All right. Question number three. Who am I dressed as? I was born last century. In fact, at the start of last century. Think about it, people. It's Mother's Day, lockdown quiz. Gave birth to two girls and lived a very public life. My crowning moments was very unexpected, but it didn't rule me out of becoming very popular. My husband passed away while he was quite young. I lived to the age of 101. And during that time, I watched one of my daughters control a Commonwealth. Who am I dressed as today in the Mother's Day lockdown quiz?
Wow. Okay.
All right, we'll go back to question number one for the multiple choice.
I think I'll just go make myself a drink or something, and I'll see you guys in about 10.
I did give a warning to the kids out there.
I got nothing on this. This is going to be embarrassing.
3 years after giving birth to her daughter, Yvonne Goolagong won which tournament? Maddie, we'll start with you. Which tournament was it? A, the Australian Open in 1980, B, Wimbledon in 1980, or C, French Open in 1940?
Look, I've gone B.
Claire-Z?
I thought she beat Chris Evert at Wimbledon.
B is correct. Went,
What did you get, Kimber?
Kimbertron?
Well, I went the Australian Open.
Mm.
Yeah,
but, it was much of a muchness. As we say, 50-50.
Well, she did win an Australian Open, in fact, a couple. But in 1980, 3 years after becoming a mum, she won Wimbledon. She's, in fact, the only mother to win Wimbledon.
Oh, really?
Since World War One.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, quite incredible. Question number two, true or false, Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli appeared in the same movie. Is that true or is that false, Kimber?
I changed my answer and I ended up with false.
Clarzy?
I said false.
Maddie?
Look, I went true because Judy Garland made a lot of films and Liza Minnelli was obviously a performer from way back and I thought surely she's been in the background or something. Anyway.
Mm. Maddie, did you get the first one right?
I did.
As well?
I did.
Oh, you are two from two.
Oh,
right
it's true.
Now. Oh, true. 1949. Oh. Liza Minnelli was 3 years of age and
yes.
she starred.
Oh, yes.
In fact, she was in one or two scenes of Good Old Summertime. Question number three, who
okay.
am I dressed as? Did you get that, Kimber? No. You said false,
no,
didn't
I didn't.
You? No, we'll move on from you today.
In fact, the face on her, Lockie, looks a little bit like the answer to the next question.
Well, she looks disinterested, really.
Yeah, sort of not your star pupil. I've started scribbling on the desk and I'm starting to get restless up the back.
Kimber is not amused.
I haven't been really impressed with Kimber's attitude all week, to be honest. But anyway, we'll be discussing that with her
Me either, to be fair.
You haven't bought into the lockdown quiz. Anyway, question number three, who am I dressed as? I was born last century. In fact, it was at the start of the century. Gave birth to two girls and lived a very public life. My crowning moment was very unexpected, but it didn't rule me out from becoming very popular. My husband passed away while he was quite young. I lived to the age of 101 and I watched my daughter control the Commonwealth. Kimber, who am I today dressed as?
Queen Elizabeth.
Which one?
The first.
Queen Mother is correct.
The Queen
Kimber,
Mum.
One from three.
Yay.
Woo!
And what about you, Maddie and Clarzy?
Yeah, I got the Queen Mum.
I got to be honest, I got it wrong. I put Queen Victoria.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mum's there.
I did. Yeah, I know.
You had your chance to finish off the week.
I know, buddy. I've got to go and have a long, hard look at myself.
No. Could have stopped at the French Open.
I think Kimber has to do that. You just need to maybe, you know, just get yourself together over the weekend and come back strong on Monday.
One quiz at a
time,
bud.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rough week for I didn't do very well this week, Lockie. Next week's I'm feel better then, I promise.
All right, we'll have a nice Mother's Day to everyone out there, and we'll see you Monday.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Welcome to our brand new segment, which, while Kimber's not in the office, is called Opening Kimber's Mail.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We love it.
We've already done it once this week.
Well, you've got more mail.
Yeah, you're so popular.
Yes.
Oh, does that mean the second package has arrived?
Well, there is a second package, and God knows we've all been waiting for that.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to open it. We do have permission from Kimber to do this, by the way.
Hang on.
The thing is, the first time I am expecting an online order, and I think I thought I was getting it sent to my home, but I thought, oh, no, I must have messed up. It's gone to the office. But I dodged a bullet because when you opened it the other day, it was just a couple of books.
Yeah, which is still sitting on your desk for when you come back.
Which is still sitting there waiting for me. And so I'm glad that you don't know what the second package is. But now.
I do now.
Matt's opening it up.
Oh my God.
What do you got? What you got?
Well, you know how sometimes there are things that you once seen can never unsee?
Sure. I'm only guessing because you're behind the screens. I can't see what you're opening up there.
All right, you ready?
See the look on Matt's face.
It's not appropriate to be at work, but okay.
Matt's about to reveal what's in Kimber's package.
It's the same books that you got last time.
They've been sent twice.
The same books.
Oh, that's gold.
Yes, The Secret She Keeps and
How
Good
cute.
Girl, Bad Girl, both from Michael Robotham.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, he's really getting a good plug-in by sending it twice.
Yes.
Well, you got copies for your mum there, Casey.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I seriously thought that you must have got this other package and you're going to open it on air. And I can't believe I've gotten away with it twice now.
Can you stay at home next week and we can keep opening your mail?
We can arrange that because it's become a fun segment. I like it.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Oh, what you got? What you
She's
got?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Now, my friends, we know you should not leave dogs in cars.
True.
No.
Right? Bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. But say you did. say you've gone into the shop for a couple of minutes, you're just buying some milk and bread, it's not a hot day, you got your window open, you feel confident that your dog's going to be fine.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you start hearing this.
What's that?
Is that a car horn?
That is a car horn.
I was going to say air raid siren.
And in that car horn, and this video has broken the internet, as they tend to do, is Wally, the boxer, who has learnt how to press the horn. And it's a great shot of Wally sitting upright in the driver's seat with his left paw on the middle of the steering
just
wheel
to get his owner back.
Of the Ford truck. And he gives, the great thing is that Wally has learnt this as a way of getting attention, not just when he's stuck in the car, but at any time.
Right.
And he's a farmer, so the car's always open. And Wally just sits there, gives the owner a sideways glance, and doesn't take the paw off the horn until the car door is opened.
Oh, just to teach him a lesson, like, you've taken far too long, get back in the car.
Yes.
Get in the car, young man.
It's very cute.
Man, they're smart, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
That is brilliant, the attention seekers.
And Wally has learnt that, not just when he's, stuck in the car, but if he's just at home and bored, want a bit of attention. Yep. I mean, Florence, my dog, does it by scratching on the door to go in and out.
They've all got their own thing.
Yeah. But Wally has found the car horn.
Should make him
a
movie.
The farmer should go next level and teach the dog how to drive the car. Just get him, drop him off, come back and pick him up when he's ready.
That's true. Well, apparently he has learned how to open doors and whatnot. So I had a boxer and I never thought they were particularly smart. They're well cute.
Yeah.
But I didn't think they were particularly smart, but this one knows what he's doing.
That is sensational.
Wally.
It is a movie, isn't it? Wall-E. Gotta love that.
Ah, yes. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crazy
Matt and Kimbo in the morning. On Mix 94.5. It's almost Mother's Day, guys. We're a couple of days away.
Yeah. Look, if I'm honest with you guys, I never feel like I do enough for Mum on Mother's Day.
Yep.
Well, she's told us you don't.
Yeah, And I'm not making excuses, but no gift is enough for what she means to me, that's for sure. But it always feels like quite token, if I just, I'll say to her, what do you want even? And she'll go, dressing gown. She's told me she's wanted a dressing gown or Ugg boots for at least the last 20 years.
You reckon she means it? Dad does the same thing, but you wonder if he's disappointed when you don't do anything or if you were to not do anything.
I think part of it might be my family aren't really, we do get each other gifts, but we don't show love through gifts.
Right.
And so I don't know if I think it through entirely. We kind of do different things for each other rather than that. So, I don't know what to do for Mum to make it bigger and better.
Well, in my experience, nothing says I love you, Mum, like a $25 boating, camping, fishing voucher.
Yeah? To the BCF big time? That's actually funny.
Yeah.
You can imagine that, haven't you? It's really weird, guys. We were having a chat about Mother's Day the other day in preparation to what we were going to talk about today. And I realised that Mum had gone 2 years ago this Mother's Day, where she died the next day. And I said to you, I didn't actually feel sad because I just remember the good stuff.
Yep.
And there's only one thing that gets me, and that's that bloody Carpenter song we played at the funeral.
I don't play it. It's going to set me off.
Sorry, Kimber. Yeah, you don't do well at funerals, do you?
It was such a nice funeral.
So I've heard this is only about the third time I've heard this in 2 years. And I hear that and I go, okay, that's enough. Thanks to the Carpenters yesterday once more. But, 2 years later, and I just have joy when I see the looks on your faces when you're talking about your mums.
Yeah, I've lost my dad and I don't want to lose my mum, but it happens to us all at some point. So to the mothers that are there, bless you. To those of you who've lost your mums, take the day to remember the good times, have a cup of tea and think about her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we only play a little bit of this song because it goes quite dark after that.
It does a little bit. it's certainly like some kind of treat that he's having.
You left me, you ruined me, you scarred me for life.
Both of you stop playing music to make everyone emote, please.
I know, it's an emotional time. It's all good. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Someone has a chance, and all of us have a shot if you buy a ticket, at the $20 million Saturday Lotto Super Draw this weekend.
I'm in.
Someone already won close to $9 million in Lotto last night, but this is going to be huge, and we thought we'd talk to a past winner.
And the good thing to know is that tomorrow night's draw is expected to raise over $3 million for COVID relief. So
I suppose
makes you feel
at
better.
The moment, Yeah, I suppose at the moment, lots of people, I mean, gambling went up, but Lotto will too, because people want an opportunity to kind of fix the finances at a tough time.
Get themselves out of trouble. Now, that Lotto luck shone on someone in recent times who we're going to talk to now. And you know, in this situation, you want to remain private and the rest of it. So names may have been changed, but we'll call you Jane. Good morning, Jane. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we
good. We got Jane and we got your voice encrypted there, so no one will know
this
thing.
This is our 60 Minutes moment.
Hey, Jane, you go, Casey.
Tell us about you. How much did you win when you took out Lotto?
Well, my mother bought the ticket and it was $692,345.42.
You always remember the amount.
Absolutely.
And was
that a great win?
That doesn't happen every day.
Was that, it certainly doesn't, my dear. And you know, congratulations. Was that just for you or did you share that with anyone else?
No. My mother had become very ill Christmas 18-19 and spent many weeks in ICU. Mm. And we were there spare, my sister and I, supporting her the whole time and promised her that if she got through this and survived, that we would make sure that we were still by her side for the rest of her life and that we would not put her in a home. Mm-hmm. So every day thereafter, we prayed and prayed and she came through. And then getting out of hospital, coming home, we were there. And every Saturday we take her shopping and every Saturday she buys a slick pick.
Yep.
To pay us for our love.
Oh,
and
that's sweet.
And anyway, a year going forward in February of this year, you wouldn't believe it, but Mum's lucky ticket won.
Wow.
Really?
Hey, Jane, we all do. If you play Lotto, you do fantasize about it. Even people who don't play fantasize about it. And I know some people. There's a person who works in our company who believes that she's going to win Lotto one day. She actually told me one day, did you guys ever think you'd have you got a chance, but you ever think this would come true? Or was it always just a fantasy in the back of your mind?
Oh, I didn't think. I do logical work. It's a fantasy. You hear about people winning and it's like, oh, wow, how good is that? That's great. But that day, it was quite a funny incident because I said to Mum, have you ever rubbed the Buddha? And she goes, Buddha? And she goes, what's a Buddha? And I said, see this little golden man, rub him. Get your 10 cents. Rub his belly. She goes, rub his belly. I said, so I grabbed her little arthritic hand and I rubbed the belly. Anyway, as she's rubbing the belly, all the money fell off the Buddha and fell in her hand. She goes, oh, the Buddha's paid me. And I said, no, put the money back. The Buddha hasn't paid you. Well, bugger me the next day when we checked the ticket after gardening, the Buddha had paid her.
Far out.
And Jane, is that what you, so you didn't take it into the news agent to get it checked, you just checked the numbers at home and see, were you celebrating early?
Well, we're sitting there in our dirty, sweaty gardening clothes. Well, I was, because Mum sits there and instructs me and I do all the hard work.
Of course.
And she goes, come on, Marie, you've got to check the ticket. So I'm checking the ticket and then suddenly I go, oh my God, we got five numbers. And then the next minute she's gone, oh, okay, that's good. How much is that? And I said, oh, that's about, I don't know. And I said, hang on a minute, there's one more number. And then we checked the last number and I said, oh, my God, we got six numbers.
Wow.
Next minute she starts bawling her eyes out. She goes, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've done it for you and your sister. And I said, Mummy, and I started to cry.
Oh, great story.
That's so nice.
Well, we're so happy for you. We're so happy that your mum's well. And no doubt when they do the next census, you're going to see a huge spike in people claiming that they're Buddhists after hearing this.
Rub Buddha's belly.
Rub that Buddha.
Well, she knows who Buddha is now. Hey, Jay, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. We're so glad that the luck shone on you girls.
Thank you so much. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. So I've seen a few things lately on the news and we've been talking a little bit. I mean, there's been so much coverage of the potential football coming back and all kinds of football codes have been talking about it around the planet.
Yes, the Bundesliga, the German league, they look like they're going to start again in closed stadiums as of next Saturday.
Yeah.
So, it's been fascinating and also disappointing to me to discover that even when there is no sport being played, the sports segments on the news are just as long as they were when we did have sport.
They are, and the sports journalists and readers are having, they're having to be very creative with their stories and trying to come up with different angles on things. And of course, lot of the talk is about footy coming back. And what caught my attention last night was Dr. Clay Gollidge from Infections West having his say on things.
Look, I don't really understand what the Premier was going on about. We need football. We need football for our national psyche. We need football to make us feel better. We need football to create jobs.
I mean, you've got the Premier and the Health Minister, Roger, saying, you know, we need to do this slowly and bring things back. But Dr. Clay, you'd think he'd know what he was talking about, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm all for what the government has done and is doing. I'd rather, look, and again, I get it. There's a lot of pain, a lot of economic pain, and people also want a distraction.
Yes.
But also, I think slowly, slowly, tread carefully, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I know people love their football, but I don't think I'll ever truly understand how much they love their football.
Yeah.
Like, I've obviously underestimated it. The fact that all the talk has been about all the changes we can make and these guys being away from their families for 20 weeks at a time and the demands and people who are saying, well, you're a sports star and we expect it of you. Step up because we need our football. I kind of feel like there's still part of everybody needs to kind of find something else to fill their time.
Yeah, the way to really understand it, KC, is to think of either religion or love for family. And that's how people, when it's the only real bright light in their worlds in particular, some of us have got a lot of things going on and love our footy, but that pure love for football is incredible. It is like a religious thing for many people.
I don't think Kimber can understand that, Claire, because she has a heart of stone. But imagine
that.
Very cold.
Your ice pick.
Imagine that football was a big, wheel of camembert.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Has that
got
it for you?
Yeah, you're right. And then you kick it through the big sticks. Or you turn them into toothpicks.
Finally, she understands.
She's nailed it.
The Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up is for the May Day sale at Chemist Warehouse on Now.